For education, my father engaged the best private tutors, two very famous professors in our town, one for mathematics and one for Pakistan. But my father was very well known. As a public man, he was president of the municipal committee for many years, and a lot of public service he did in the way of improving the conditions for living in the city itself, like water and public health and so on. But he earned his living as a contractor.
Not ish.
Oh, you see, as a youngster, they said, I left for England at the age of 14. But when I joined the service, then I had a lot of very interesting experiences.
But presumably you were totally British in your thinking then.
I was, because I'd been brought up there, you see.
And
yes. But there again, I had a very strong family background, and it so happened that as a youngster, before I left for England, I came into touch with one of our real, genuine saints. A real saint, not one of these modern saints with all the publicity, but a genuine saint, in the sense that a man who, to whom material things really meant nothing. And I was fortunate enough to be with him quite a lot. And that was my background, just to illustrate what importance that had.
This is in the sort of Sikh tradition of the gurus, of the Sikh tradition,
a very strong feeling of admiration and devotion to the Sikh faith and the Sikh traditions, which stood me in very good stead when I went abroad as a youngster. Because the problem then was that at that age I had become completely westernized. But one of my most prized treasures is a letter that one of my professors at Oxford wrote to me, a man called Ridley, who was a fellow of Balliol. And this letter came several years later, but a letter which I always keep, in which he said that at Oxford among the foreigners, and he included not only Indians, but Americans and Europeans. He said that among the foreigners, you were the most respected in our college, for the reason that while you were very friendly with us and you were completely at home in your surroundings, but you will never try to ape. That most of our foreign students who come, the Rhodes Scholars and others, they tend to ape the British.
Great temptation.
Yes. But you never attempted that. While being completely natural with us and at ease, you were still yourself. So I buy that, and I think that was true. And the only reason that it was true was because of my initial upbringing, which was due to my contact with this great saint.